Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Europe. The president of the European Central Bank is calling for a one-world economic structure. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Jean-Claude Trichet, the president of the European Central Bank, has called for global governance of all financial institutions, saying it is extremely necessary if the world wants to prevent another financial crisis like what is happening today. Trichet emphasized that politicians, economists, and financiers must work together and collaborate on methods to create an international set of standards, and that through this global governance, the resiliency of the global financial system can be assured. This call for global governance of all financial operations, even national governments, has been motivated by the economic problems of Greece and many other European nations, as well as the United States. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A call for global governance of all worldwide financial operations by the president of Europe's central bank is a precursor to the end-time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. At the height of the present world economic crisis, there were many world leaders calling for an international economic structure to be put in place. Even though many world leaders say we are better off today financially, there are also many who doubt that we can come back. The recent bailout of Greece with a record-breaking total of $146 billion is evidence that this world still is in bad shape economically. European economists say Greece was only the tip of the iceberg and that Spain, Portugal, and Italy may be next to fall financially, with Great Britain and even the United States who could also follow suit. This call for global governance of all financial operations is setting the stage for the prophetic scenario that can be found in the book of Revelation. Revelation 18 foretells of a one-world economic structure that will be in place in the last half of the seven-year tribulation period, and it will be headquartered in Babylon, located in modern-day Iraq. The world leader, the Antichrist, will require all who want to buy or sell, in other words, sustain life, they will be required to have an identification mark on their forehead or the back of their hand. That's Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. It seems very possible that a worldwide economic crisis could cause humankind to take this mark under an economic global governance. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...